Dobar dan, prijatelji. Did you know that there is a way to support the Let's Learn Croatian podcast and YouTube channel and get extra content? Tony D, how can they find it and gain access?
It's super easy. There's a couple of ways. If they go to our website, www.letslearncroatian.com, they will see a Buy the LLC a Coffee button at the bottom of each page. They can also find it in our link tree from the LLC Pod Instagram page, and it's also linked in the show notes of each of our YouTube video lessons. Once they get there, they can choose to buy us as many coffees as they want, or they can opt in to become an LLC member.
Odlično, Tony D. Absolutely. For $5 a month, you can become a Kiki Riki member. As a member, you'll receive a shout-out on the pod thanking you for all to hear. And in the mail, we'll send you a handwritten letter from yours truly, thanking you supporting all things LLC, an official LLC member magnet, an LLC sticker, and automatic entry into each LLC raffle that we do for as long as you remember. And for $10 a month, you can become a Smokva member and get everything I just mentioned and so much more. DJ Mo, what kind of content do we have available?
Lots! With the Smokva membership, you unlock a quiz for almost every lesson we've made. We have over 90 lessons from our podcast, and our goal is to have a quiz for every one of them. There's also all the songs and lyrics, so you too can sing along with us and learn the Hrvatski language in a whole new way. We also have the audio from our dialogues and their written parts, so you can follow along with a few of our native-speaking friends of the pod, as well as the full Priče with Beppo audio and transcript. And lastly, our version of a Croatian phrase pocket guide to help jumpstart your language journey and have you start communicating sooner.
Puno hvala for taking time to listen to our podcast and watching our YouTube videos. We try to share as much Croatian language, culture, and travel content as we can. We hope you find our non-scholastic, conversational Croatian language approach helpful and are able to support our efforts. Puno hvala I čuvaj se.
You're listening to the Let's Learn Croatian podcast with Uncle Mike.
Dobro jutro, dobar dan I dobra večer, poštovani slušatelji, dobro došli, ja se zovem Uncle Mike. Welcome everyone to episode 117. Very, very exciting. You hear the giggles and the gasps over there. We got our good friend, gospodin Tony D, Mr. Onion Rings. Kako si ti, Tony D?
Ja sam onion breath.
I can smell it. It's good, it's great.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Yeah,
odlično. How are you doing in Croatian?
Oh, super hvala.
You're super hvala. Molim. And you got DJ Mo. Let's get some levels, DJ Mo. The man with the mix. Kako si ti, DJ Mo?
Dobro.
Odlično, guys. Great episode coming our way.
Uncle Mike, kako si?
Ja sam odlično. Također. I'm doing wonderful, excellent, good too. Thank you. Let's get the show rolling with some Pošta with Tony D.
You've got Pošta.
Hey, everybody. Tony D here with some Pošta and with the LLC pod crew in my casa, my house.
Yeah, TD's Playhouse.
Well, yeah, welcome, everybody, to my house. Got some Pošta for you. As you all know, we do have some pretty good avenues for sending us messages of where you're listening, why you're listening, and who you're listening for, and also who you're learning for. We love that. We love hearing who you're learning for. A lot of people are listening and not just hearing my Pošta segment, you know, and then they just turn it off, right? That's what I hope. But
yeah, thank God for that fast forward button, huh?
I'm happy that everybody
living the dream
just skips over me and gets right into the lesson.
It's like that 15-second jump button.
Yeah.
It's perfect for the Pošta. Like, it's in the lesson.
It's usually,
you hit it three more times and you're at the best part, Super Slako. Great.
Yeah, it's like you already know this.
Oh man, that's why I only do the YouTube videos.
You already know that.
Yeah,
DJ Mo has it dialed down. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you all for writing in. We have a couple
program on my steering wheel while I'm driving.
You just listen to yourself.
I listen to the ads.
A great podcast.
Whoever mixed this is a genius.
Man, All right.
Well, carry on, Tony D. We'll keep it together.
Apologies. We have a couple for you today. Mm-hmm. One coming in our good old emails. You know where you can reach us. Uncle Mike tells us often, and we're happy to know that. We got one coming in from Chrissy. Chrissy wrote in, "Dear Mike, Tony, and Mo." Oh.
Hello, Chrissy.
Hey. "Just wanted to let you know how inspirational your podcast is. I have a bunch of aunts, uncles, cousins, etc."
Not those aunts. It's the wrong podcast, Chrissy.
How do I get rid of these? They keep coming in my window. No, but I have a bunch of aunts, aunts, uncles, cousins, etc. in Dalmatia, and sadly, barely communicate with them much. My late father was born in Dalmatia and resided there the last 18 years of his life. Since he left us in 2002, I have had the pleasure of visiting him a few times. I have never become fluent in Croatian, but will now a little because I am planning to go visit soon.
There you go.
Motivation. So there we go. Look at that. That's pretty cool. Thanks so much for sparking my language learned journey. You guys rock. Lots of love from Los Angeles.
Hey-o.
Hey, we know where that is.
Locals. Puno Kvala, Chrissy. Awesome. Great story.
That is rad.
Hope you have a great experience over there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell me how it is so I can...
live vicariously through.
Yes. And then also maybe plan to go soon.
One way ticket.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here there's a cargo.
Operation plane. Tony drop.
Oh, that was a great
one. We'll airdrop them. Cheapest way. It's a airdrop.
Somebody over there has an iPad.
Yeah. I mean, parachutes are expensive.
I was talking about actually doing the airdrop.
Oh, man. Well, Chrissy, I hopefully. They don't drop you in like they're gonna do me.
Yeah,
but that's a great motivation for learning. And thank you for writing in. Mm-hmm. We have one more from Michael, Brisbane, Australia.
Mm. Ooh,
hey.
I think it's Brisbane.
Brisbane
is probably how they pronounce
it. It's spelled Brisbane on here.
That
but
makes a lot
Brisbane.
Of sense.
Yeah. Brisbane.
Brisbane.
Really, just say it really fast.
Something like Wolfsbane.
Oh, well, oh,
right.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of, yeah. One from Michael. Michael from Brisbane, Australia.
Dobar dan, Michael.
Hi, Tony D. Oh, that's for me.
Oh, brother.
Not for you guys. So maybe I'll just read this to myself. I thought it was about time for some poshta for you instead of poshta for the listeners. Oh, so maybe I should just keep this for myself. No. I'm going to share this up with all of you.
You should just like read it to yourself in your head for like
yeah.
We'll wait.
Just watch me with
please
my...
Please send your social security number.
We'll watch you mouthing all the words while you read.
Please click this link below and send 200... No. So this is for me instead of the listeners, but I would like to share with you because there's a picture. What's it? Osijek?
Osijek, yeah.
Osijek, there's a post office. Poshta.
Hey, that's really
look how beautiful
nice.
That looks, right?
That is gorgeous.
I'll have to just screen cap that and then post that so you all can see it too. But it is a beautiful old building, and that's where I go collect all my poshta. Well, that's where I think it comes from, but not mine here. I got one. So he's saying, "I wanted to thank you guys for the help your podcast has given me. My wife is of Croatian heritage. So we've been visiting recently with family and exploring the country some more in the winter.
Hmm.
Plitvice Lakes were amazing with the snow."
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that'd be rad, right?
That would be
winter wonderland over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still pretty hopeless with my Hrvatski, but Uncle Mike has helped me with this trip.
I'll let you know.
Nice. Look at that. Finally paying off. All of your Croatian lessons.
At least for somebody, huh, Tony?
Not for me, though. Sorry. I'm trying. Hvala, Michael.
Puno hvala, Michael.
Thank you very much, Michael. That is a rad photograph and a great story. I'm glad you're learning and practicing. I want to see one of those photographs from the lake. The lakes.
Plitvice Lakes. You can Google it. There's a lot of them out there.
With the snow?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out. Cool. That's the poshta. Thank you all.
Odlično. Puno hvala, Tony D. Anybody out there want to get in connection with us, info@letslearncroatian.com is our email. If you want to get maybe your email read out on the show. It's the best way to get in touch with us. But there's obviously, like Tony said, YouTube, Instagram, text us messages, however you got to do it. Let me send you all a reminder. If you'd like to support our podcast, we've got merchandise. We've got t-shirts, hats, and beanies. You could subscribe to our YouTube channel and click that like button. Follow us on there. For everyone that's followed us on there, puno puno hwala. You can buy us a coffee on our Buy Me a Coffee page or become a sustaining member, Kikiriki level and Smokeful level, where you get extra online content. All of our stuff compiled, and special extra is the Q&As, where we do a question-answer session for each little episode, a nice little quiz lesson, and all of the important catchphrases, right? Kind of like our little guidebook, tour book of the collections of really important lines that you might actually use. Plenty of other things out there as well. Since we're on that topic, guys, we do have a new member.
Yeah.
Jose Mario from Brazil became a Kikiriki member. Bueno, hola, Jose Mario. He wrote us a nice long email, but I'll kind of condense it a little bit. His grandpa, Jose Mergi, was Croatian, but unfortunately passed away some weeks before his birth. So didn't get to meet him. So he's got some Croatian descent in there, right? So that's why he's called Jose.
Nice.
Pretty cool. That's awesome. For his grandpa. Anyways, he had a brother, Jakob, who was sort of a grandpa. And he was so cool. My favorite part here. A bit weird, but very cool.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
Grandpa's brother. You always got to have one in the family. So he's a happy supporter. We were great company during the pandemic, and you brought me a lot of joy and laughter, and still are.
Hey,
so awesome. Last year, him and his wife visited Croatia and loved it, and hope to visit again soon. Hope to become a Croatian citizen as well. Very awesome. Puno hvala. And he says, super slatko, isn't it?
Hey,
there you go.
Pretty sweet.
This guy's on fire here. Thank you so much for the knowledge about Croatia and Croatian language and culture. And for the laughs. Carry on. Sincerely, Jose Mario.
Yeah. Hey, puno hvala, Jose Mario.
Puno hvala out there to Brazil, Jose Mario. And thank you so much to everyone else who has signed up before, who hopes to sign up in the future. We'd appreciate it. We'd love it. Puno lam hvala. Are you guys ready to move on in the show? We've got a very exciting part. The language lesson part.
Woo.
For all of you plant enthusiasts out there, for all of you gardeners, for all of you...
Green thumbs.
Lovers of nature, green thumb lovers, people who like plants, we've got a nice little episode for you. We're going to learn some names of plants.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So I kind of did a little bit of homework that Croatia's got certain plants that are very ubiquitous and everywhere and very popular. You know, we got a ton here in the States as well, but we're going to stick to some of the ones I found out. Are you guys ready?
Nah.
Okay.
I'll let you know. The word for plant is bilka.
Bilka?
Right. So we learned that one before, I think a long time ago in our garden episode.
Yeah.
Let's learn the plural form. Plants are bilke.
Bilke.
Right? Bilka one, bilka, bilke, more than one.
Bilke.
Bravo. So plants, trees count as plants, do they not?
Da. Da.
Bravo, bravo. So popular trees in Croatian. The oak tree.
Ooh.
Right? Big oak.
Very cool.
The word for oak is hrast.
Hrast.
Right? So instead of saying hrastno stablo, we're going to say hrast.
Hrast.
Right? So it's like, hey, look at that oak, or look at that olive tree, or look at that pine. You know, that's kind of another way of saying tree words, right? So oak tree is hrast.
Hrast.
Right? And this one we learned before, the olive tree is the maslina.
Maslina.
Bravo. Maslina.
Maslina.
Let's jump down to that other tree that we're going to learn, the pine tree.
Ooh.
The pine tree is the bor.
Bor.
Right? Bor.
Bor.
So you have the hrast, the maslina, and the bor. All maybe in the same forest. You never know.
Really?
Possibly. Maybe some random olive trees in the middle of a forest. But pine trees are the most found. If you're driving through on the Croatian, let's say those two-lane roads, pine trees, forests are very, very common. Very, very cool. Pretty also. A common plant kind of found throughout, maybe a lot more in yards, is the lavender plant.
Oh, yeah.
Lavender oil, very, very popular. I think it's not Brač, but another one of the famous islands. I feel bad that I can't think of the name right now.
Hvar.
Hvar, puno hvala, DJ Mo. Hey. Saving me right there. Lavender is lavanda.
Lavanda.
Right? So you have that fragrant flower, makes oils, mm-hmm. soaps. Wow. Anything and everything you can think of. Lavanda.
Lavanda. And mm-hmm. I think it's the French lavender smell.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, there's more than one lavender smell, huh?
Yes. I think it's that one. I'll have to double check, but...
Sure, it's not Croatian lavender.
Well, there's a Bulgarian lavender, too. Ooh. That one has more of an earthy scent to
Interesting.
It. But the one that everyone's used to is the French lavender.
Interesting. Puna koala, Tony D. Knocking out of the park right there. Another fragrant plant can be found in coastal scrubs. Sage.
Oh, yeah, I like sage.
What if you don't want no scrubs?
He gets no love from you, huh? Okay. Well, for the sense of plants, we're going to do it. It's going to stay in there, right? It's on the passenger side, but this is going to be on the driver's side. This is a driver's side scrub.
Of your best friend's ride.
We love you too, LC. We love you out there. The word for sage is cadulia.
Cadulia.
Yeah, cadulia.
Cadulia with the K. Cadulia. Yeah,
yeah. Right. So there can be the sage that's kind of throughout, you know, the scrub area, and then there's the one you're going to cook with, right? Depending on the meals, right? You know, turkey.
What's the one that has like the soft fuzz to it?
There's so many different. There's white sage, purple sage. I mean, there's black sage.
Like
there's
five different kinds, don't you?
There's plenty, and some derivatives. I imagine Croatia's got different flavors as well. Sage, cadulia.
Cadulia.
Okay, let's do some beautiful flowers.
Oh.
The word for orchid is orchidea.
Orchidea.
Oh. Yeah, orchidea.
Orchidea.
So there's certain types of orchids in Croatia that are very common there. Beautiful, long-stemmed, wild flowers, right? Beautiful faces that the orchids have. Orchidea.
Orchidea.
Bravo. The word for rose, a lot of people have in their gardens, ruja.
Ruja.
Right? So ruja can also be a lady's name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ruja.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
The word for... poppy. Huh. So we have the California poppy, right? Mm-hmm. State plant is the poppy. Poppies in, which is orange, poppies in Croatia are red.
Really?
Yeah. Dang. And the word for poppy is mak.
Mak.
Right? So if you guys remember, we have orahovica. Mm-hmm.
Walnut.
Yeah. And then we have makovica.
Oh.
Poppy bread.
Interesting.
Oh, wow. Poppy, like poppy seed.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. poppy seed muffins.
Yeah, I think maybe orahovica, or is it maknjača? Orahnjača and maknjača, I think, was the name. Maknjača. Yeah, orahovica is actually a liquor made from walnut, right?
Oh.
So maknjača is poppy bread, poppy seed bread. But the plant itself is mak.
Mak.
Super, odlično. Plants, aren't they amazing?
They're pretty cool.
Let's review that. Oh. The word for plants, the plural form is bilke.
Bilke.
Bravo. The oak tree is the hrast.
Hrast.
Super. Olive tree, famous giver of oil, maslina.
Maslina.
Super. Put in your martinis as well. Pine tree is
my fingertips.
The bor.
Bor.
Bor. Those are the black olives, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the martini ones go on your pinky toes. Lavender is lavanda.
Lavanda.
Super wonderful smelling. And another fragrant plant, sage, is cadulia.
Cadulia.
Yeah, cadulia.
Cadulia.
We also didn't talk about rosmarin. What do you think that one is?
Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, there's rouge in there, right?
And rosmarin.
The marine of the roses. We have the word orchid is orchidea.
Orchidea.
Yeah. Orchidea. Orchidea, orchidea, depending on how you pronounce it, right?
Orchidea.
A lot of syllables to get wrong in there. The word for rose, ruja.
Ruja.
Love me some ruja, right? The word for poppy, mak.
Mak.
Odlično, Tony D. Puno, puno, hvala, everyone. Remember, everything's going to be on our translations page and our lessons page for episode 117. Check it out if you want to follow up. Our Super Slacko Report is brought to you by TD Soaps. Handcrafted small batch bar soaps made with all natural minimal ingredients. Pick up yours today at tdsoaps.com. That's TEEDEES soaps.com and get clean with TD Soaps. You're working on that Let's Learn Croatian blend.
Yes, hopefully I get that correct soon. Yeah. And we can share that with the world.
The world. Be ready, world. Get clean with TD soaps.
It's time for the Super Slotko Report.
Dobar dan, prijatelji.
Dobar dan.
Hello.
Dobar dan.
Dobar dan.
Dobar dan. Dobar dan. I want. We should do a harmonizing Dobar dan next time.
Tony?
I'll go low, maybe?
I'll go low. Low, low, low.
Low, low, low.
Dobar dan. She already got low, low, low. All right. Well, as always, I hope that you are well wherever this podcast finds you in the world today. But tomorrow, I thought you're on your own tomorrow. Kidding, kidding, kidding.
Good luck to you out there tomorrow, Bill.
But today we got you. So we just had a ton of rain drop on us here in Southern California. Ooh. And that makes us extra happy because we love potholes. But we also know that spring is coming. And when our plant life gets plenty of water right before spring, it's going to be amazing. Plants will be green. Bugs will be happy. Instagrammers will be taking hikes and bombarding your social media with hashtag Mother Nature posts till the summer. And then it'll be hashtag Beach Fest. And then that's a lot of plant stuff you're going to see. But and that got me thinking, if we here at the pod are so excited about our plants, what kind of Croatian plants should we get to know and be excited about too? So I came up with a little list for everyone. Real quick, these plants grow naturally and are found all over Croatia. You're going to find them in the mountain regions to just off the coastlines. These plants have adapted to their unique environments over thousands of years. So for this list, I've included 7 of them that I thought were interesting. And I also tried to include the scientific names. So you know what that means? A lot of really bad pronunciation coming your way.
Latin pronunciations.
Yeah, I'll do my best. But a couple I know, a couple of them are just going to just, I'm going to flub them. I know it. But anywho, on with the list. So the first one, and these are in no particular order. I didn't rank them or anything like that. It just happens to be my list. First one is called Dalmatian sage. The Latin name is Salvia officinalis, subspecies officinalis. So that one was an easy one. Dalmatian sage is a fragrant herb native to Croatia, known for its silvery green leaves and purplish blue flowers. It grows in rocky, dry soils and is used in traditional medicine and cooking for its aromas. People can make tea from its leaves to soothe sore throats and also put it to good use as a seasoning in dishes for a flavor boost.
Kadulia.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Second one is the Croatian bellflower, Campanula croatia. So the Croatian bellflower is a rare and beautiful plant found in Croatia's limestone areas. It has a delicate bell-shaped flowers with coloring from deep blue to violet. This endangered species is protected by law to, as well as its habitat to ensure its survival for future generations to enjoy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Then there's, what was that?
They're going to bust you.
They're going to bust you if you're picking them for your Instagram buddies.
Bellflower is a cool word.
Third one, Istrian truffle. The
Istrian truffle?
Istrian truffle.
Wow.
And so,
that's cool.
I thought you said Istrian shuffle for a
Istrian
second.
Istrian shuffle.
Istrian truffle shuffle?
It's like sure was a truffle shuffle.
Wow, cool.
Also known as tuber magnatum. I covered this one way back in episode 51. But just in case you're tuning in for the first time, I never didn't go that far back with us and you're just kind of listening along, I'll do it again. Briefly, Istrian truffles are a prized fungi that grow underground near the roots of certain trees, such as oak and hazelnut in the Istrian Peninsula of Croatia. These elusive delicacies are sought after by chefs around the world for their unique flavor and aroma. Truffle hunting with specifically trained dogs is a popular activity in Istria, where locals and tourists alike search for these delectable treasures. And I remember I spoke a lot about how they actually search for them. And so typically they use female pigs to find them.
Yeah.
But Croatia opts for the dogs because the odor that's promoted by the truffle is actually a similar odor to what the male pigs do. And so when a female pig finds it, they tend to rub their nose into it to kind of search for the truffle. And that tends to damage the truffle. The dogs don't have that same inclination, so they choose the dogs to find them instead.
Yeah, I remember that episode. It was a cool one. Mm-hmm. We were talking about that, about the who claimed that too, like the neighboring.
Yeah. So there's some truffle controversy out there in the world. Again, episode 51. If you want to learn more about truffles, check out that Slipper Slocker report. Mm-hmm. The fourth one here is the Dalmatian Pyrethrum, and that one is also known as Tanacetum cinerarifolium.
I like that.
I'm going to go with that.
Yes.
I'm not going to try and recreate the magic on that one. That was just too good the first time around. The Dalmatian Pyrethrum is a flowering plant native to the Dalmatian coast of Croatia. It produces clusters of white daisy-like flowers that contain natural insecticidal properties. Historically, the dried flowers were used to make a potent insect repellent, and today the plant is cultivated for its extract, which is used in organic pest control products.
Oh, cool.
And that's the Dalmatian Pyrethrum. Fifth one, Adriatic Sea Lavender, Limonium cinnatum. Adriatic Sea Lavender, also known as Sea Lavender or Statis, is a coastal plant found along the Adriatic Sea in Croatia. It has clusters of tiny purple flowers that bloom in the summer months, adding color to the sandy beaches and rocky shores. Nice. This hardy plant is drought tolerant and thrives in the salty air of the seaside. And I actually have seen this one personally, and I thought about it, and I'm like, that plant is too close to the water. How does it survive? It's adapted.
There you go.
Yeah, it's right up on the waterline. Pretty cool. Number six, Croatian rock bell, Idranthus tenaulifolius. I'm going to stop right there.
This is my favorite part of the episode.
I know. You guys are getting too much of a kick out of that. But I'm really trying. I'm actually really trying.
I can't wait for the next one.
The Croatian rock bell is a small perennial plant that grows in rocky habitats, particularly the Croatian mountains. It has a delicate bell-shaped flowers. It has delicate bell-shaped flowers that can be colored pink to purple and bloom in the spring and summer. This little plant is well adapted to its harsh environment, clinging to cracks and crevices in the rock for stability. Last one, best one, Adriatic Iris. Iris Adriatica. The Adriatic Iris is a striking wildflower found in Croatia's coastal regions where it grows in wetlands and marshes. It has large, showy flowers with purple-blue petals and with yellow markings. This beautiful iris is an important symbol of Croatia's natural heritage and is protected to ensure its conservation for future generations to come. That's the list, folks. I had a blast looking these up and seeing them online. Amazing plants living incredibly in so many different types of places in Croatia. Like I mentioned in the beginning, from the mountains to the coastline, these plants have found a way to thrive no matter their surroundings and play a big part in those ecosystems. I hope you like the list and Google some of these because they are both interesting and beautiful. Definitely worth appreciating.
Love me some plants.
Yeah.
I know. And then I heard you in your lesson that you said the orchid. Mm-hmm. How do you say that one?
Orchidea.
Orchidea. So I think it was Easter, last Easter, my mother-in-law gave her sister a orchid. I don't know why. But it happened at my house and my mother-in-law forgot it and she left it at my house. It's been at my house ever since. And, nice. That thing is thriving and we barely do anything.
Yeah. Huh.
Amazing.
Give it a spray always, here and there?
No.
Oh, really?
I think my daughter might water it like once every 2 months and it's thriving. It's crazy. Huh. Beautiful.
They're very finicky.
I've heard that.
To stay alive and to keep going. Our good friend Alan, his mom has a whole backyard of orchids, and she's a genius when it comes to keeping them alive.
Yeah, this was in the house. I thought it was going to die right away.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
They are.
Yeah. Good on you, orchid.
And that's it for the Super Slock Report.
Very nice. I like that one.
Yeah, puno hvala, Digimo. That was really interesting. Hey, Digimo, koliko je sati?
Time for your Molly Mental.
Another fragrant plant can be found in coastal scrubs, sage.
Oh, yeah, I like sage.
What if you don't want no scrubs?
He gets no love from you, huh? Mm-mm. Okay. Well, for the sense of plants, we're going to do it. It's going to stay in there, right? It's on the passenger side, but this is going to be on the driver's side. This is a driver's side scrub.
Have your best friend's drive.
Money Momentum.
Remember, everyone, you can find us at letslearncroatian.com. Find our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on our Facebook page, LLC Pod, Instagram as well, LLC Pod. Support us, make a donation to our supporters page, grab some merchandise, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. For all of you out there, we're almost at 10,000 strong.
Woo!
We're pretty excited about that. Buy us a coffee or become a member. That's all on our website, letslearncroatian.com. All the links are there. Email us if you'd like to get in touch with us. Got a suggestion, a comment, want to share some of your story. We always love to read them and hear about them and share them with everyone else. letslearncroatian.com is our website. Email is info@letslearncroatian.com. Hope to hear from you guys one day soon. From the entire Let's Learn Croatian team, we got DJ Mo,
Dobijenja,
I Tony D,
Vidimo se,
I ja se zovem Uncle Mike. Čujemo se.